And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN on this Good Friday. And a good show lined up for you this morning. Later on in the show, we're going to talk with Ascension Via Christi Hospital President Bob Koppel, who joins us. He's been joining us a lot lately, but he's going to be joining us on In Focus. And then we'll talk with Brian McNulty later with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers about Tuttle Creek and some non-COVID-19 related issues there. And we're going to kick things off, though, first, though, with Crystal Malchose from the Pottawatomie County. She's the Public Information Officer and Director of Human Resources there in Pott County. Good morning, Crystal.
Morning, Brandon.
Crystal's been sending out the daily updates here from Pottawatomie County related to COVID-19. And some good news actually came out yesterday, which is very encouraging. The number remains at five, but as I understand, all five of those cases are recovering.
That's correct. That was one of the best parts of my job is getting to send out good news.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you say they're recovering, that means are they at home then recovering?
That's correct. They're all out of the hospital, at home, continuing any kind of quarantine or isolation that they need to make sure that they fully recover and don't get around other people. But they are at the hospital and on their road to recovery.
What if, I don't know if you could share like any of the symptoms that they've seen here in each of those five cases and maybe just how long those symptoms have lingered.
Unfortunately, I don't have access to that information. They don't share that because it's going to be different in one person to the next. They might all have, you know, a trouble breathing, like bronchitis or asthma type symptoms, but not everyone will have that. Some of them might have a fever, others might not. So we don't want to put out there a whole bunch of information that would be contrary to people thinking, well, I don't have all these symptoms, so I'm probably okay. If they have any of the symptoms that KDHE or CDC has put out, we want them to contact their doctor.
All right. Well, the cases being pretty low, that's been good to see, in, at least in Pottawatomie County. We've had a lot more on the other side over in Riley County with 20. Is that attributed to social distancing, or are there other things maybe resulting in that?
We do hope that the early communication about the importance of social distancing, washing your hands and sanitizing has done that. We think another thing might be that since our county's larger, however, smaller population, we're more spread out already. We do have some towns like Wamego that have a greater population, but most of our county is fairly rural, with people just spread out already. So unless we're going grocery shopping or to functions, church, for example, then we're not really around a whole lot of people already.
Yeah, and I know that there's at least one case involving someone from Wamego. Most of them, though, have been from either Wamego or Manhattan area, correct?
That is correct. Two of the cases were from Wamego, and the other three were the southwestern portion of the county, which is outside of Manhattan city limits, but considered Manhattan.
Okay, so all together, really, here in the entire area, we've seen quite a few cases, you know, about 25, and then you count Geary County, another five there, so up to 30 cases. And we know we have community spread, which is at this point, you know, the people will ask the question, well, is this community spread or travel related? But the message is still the same.
That's correct. And right now, even if we can identify how somebody may have gotten it, the best thing to do is just assume that it's in the county, that it's everywhere, and behave as such. You know, if you've got masks, we know that they're not as good as the ones that the health professionals are wearing, but if it just keeps it as a reminder for you not to get near people or other people not to get. I think something's better than nothing. I did not talk to the health department director, so I don't know what her opinion is on that. I just know that for me, if I was wearing a mask, I'd feel better, and it would be a constant reminder to stay away from other people. We still want people to wash your hands at least 20 seconds with soap and warm water. Teach the kids to do that. And social distance. I know that with school canceled, kids are getting kind of stir-crazy. They want their play dates. It is not in your best interest or the kids' best interest to have those play dates right now. Have virtual ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as far as testing is concerned, is the health department there pleased with the amount of testing that's going on, or do we have enough tests?
We have not seen a lack of tests yet. We're hoping that with the changes with the state and the federal government getting more tests available, that we won't see any issues with that. So far, we're doing okay with that.
Great. And as far as, I don't know if you have the numbers for negative tests that have been reported in Pod County.
Well, we've tested a total of 72. So of those, 5 were positive, and we still have 6 that are pending. We don't have results on 6 of them yet.
I see. Okay. Well, as far as some of the other items here, I know the governor had a couple more executive orders. Do you have any information on what those entail from yesterday?
Yes, the 21 was regarding they're not going to allow any out-of-state turkey licenses, so only in-state hunters will be able to get turkeys this year. And that's just because a lot of the hunters come from out of state, from hot areas such as Colorado. And if they come to Kansas, they're supposed to quarantine for at least 2 weeks. So we don't have to worry about that now. No hunters could come over and legally get a turkey in Kansas. One of them was regarding notaries. And because normally a notary has to be with the person whose signature they're notarizing, and the state, that the governor has allowed notaries to do that virtually. So if they're on a Zoom meeting or a FaceTime type item, then they can notarize documents that way. And the other one was extending licenses and certifications that are issued by the state if they would normally expire sometime during this epidemic or pandemic. Then they're automatically extended, will not expire, no fees, no late fees, no penalties. And it'll go, I think it was 60 or 90 days after the end of the pandemic.
Okay. As far as county offices there, any updates on closures or things that are still open but maybe differently?
And we have not closed, as in stopped operations of any county facilities. Our buildings are closed, so such as the county office building in Westmoreland. We've got employees there every day, Monday through Friday, and they will help people over the phone, via email, computer. Same thing with the weed department, public works, health department's still open, and then the courts are by appointment only. So we do have staff working every day. We have not had to furlough any employees. We're keeping them busy, but with no access to the public. Landfill's also still open.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because one thing people are doing now is more housework. So having that opportunity to do some spring cleaning, that's any changes there as far as hours of operation there?
Not to my knowledge. I haven't checked recently, but I believe that they're still open. And normal hours, normal operations. They may ask for you to do payment a little different so that there's no direct hand-to-hand delivery of information. But that's something that they're doing out there to, again, try to prevent spread.
All right. Again, we're talking with Crystal Malchoz, Public Information Officer with Pottawatomie County, joining us on the program this morning. As far as we have Easter this weekend, of course, and there was the executive order that was overturned this week by the Legislative Coordinating Council. To your knowledge, are there any churches there in Pottawatomie County that have said they're not going to comply?
Not to the best of my knowledge. I know that, for example, my church, we've been doing virtual online Facebook Live worship services for the last month, I think. So I believe most of them are doing that. It's very, very limited, if at all. I mean, even our church building is closed. So as far as I know, everybody's doing it virtually.
Okay. And then I guess just lastly, what's the collaboration been like between you there in Pottawatomie County, the health department, and Riley County? I know you guys work pretty closely together.
We have our EOC meets daily. And or Emergency Operations Center, and we meet with Riley County's via a Zoom meeting 3 times a week to update information. Our PIOs are in constant communication. The health directors are in constant communication. We just have official meetings 3 times a week.
Okay. So it's been pretty kind of getting used to this new normal here, huh?
Unfortunately, I hope it's a temporary new normal, but we're here for the long haul. Our main purpose, what we want, is for the citizens to be healthy, to remain that way, and to see as little, if any, disruption in service.
All right. Well, they say that the peak is likely coming here later this month. Are you anticipating we'll see more positive cases that coming here in the coming days in Pottawatomie County?
It's one of those things where we plan for the worst but hope for the best.
All right. Well, you know, the message remains the same. Social distance, wash your hands, and just stay at home.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
All right. Well, Crystal, we appreciate the time this morning, and we'll look forward to talking to you here again sometime soon.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.
Okay. Again, Crystal Malchose joining us here from Pottawatomie County. She's a public information officer and HR. We will continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.